Please be seated. Come on up, gang. It's kind of a special service this morning because not only do we have our normal family service, but we also get to baptize two little ones this morning. So it's awesome. Did y'all listen to that story that Julie read? Yes, no, sort of, maybe. It's kind of a wild story, right? Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you know what power is? Yeah, what's up?
Emails.
What?
Emails.
Emails. Some emails are powerful. Some emails are disempowering, which makes them powerful. Yeah. What does powerful mean? What does it mean to be powerful? Yeah, Jack. Could be fame and glory. Could be the ability to direct or to influence things, to have a measure of strength, to be able to lead. Many leaders are powerful people. Is that right? Yeah. I feel like y'all are far away from me. Can you come a little closer? Come on. Come on, come on, come in a little closer. So this story that we've been talking about for the last several weeks in the Bible, it's not really a kid's story, but we read it in church anyway. And it's a story about this guy named King David, and about King David and sort of the ups and downs of his life. And King David is the most powerful king that we learn about in the Bible, maybe except for Jesus, because we call Jesus the King of King and the Lord of Lords, and Jesus is a descendant of David's. So David has this kind of wild and crazy life where, do you remember what the first time we met David? Do you remember that story? Remember what he did? David, and there was another guy. He was a giant. His name starts with a G. Yeah, Goliath. Come on, work with me here, people. Come on. So David was somewhat of an unpredictable, powerful person. He was the youngest boy in his family. The Bible says that he was ruddy and handsome. That means he had red hair and he was very good looking. And David rises to power in Israel. He becomes very good friends with King Saul's son, Jonathan. They go through it together. But then eventually Jonathan dies. David becomes king. He has this incredible, incredible reign as king. And Israel, God's people, become very strong. And then David makes some mistakes. And the mistakes that he makes are when he begins to use his power for himself rather than other people. Yeah, bummer, right, Maggie? Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's a little bit of a bummer. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. So let's talk about powerful things. What are some powerful things? I mean, grizzly bears are powerful, right? What else? You're powerful. Jackie, what's up? Words. Words are powerful. What else? Yeah.
Horses are powerful.
Horses? Yeah, they are. You're right.
I mean, mooses.
Moose. Right. Mooses. More than one moose. Meese. That's right. Let me ask you a question. Are tiny babies powerful?
Yeah.
Teeny tiny little babies? Are they?
They can make you do anything.
They can. You're right, Jack. Yeah, so I think maybe we look at a little baby and we don't think it's very powerful, but then it starts to screech and cry. And what happens? Adults start moving around, right? They're like, where's the pacifier? Where's the bottle? Right? Right? So here, this is a story. The story that we have today about David and Absalom. David is Absalom's father. Absalom is David's son. Absalom is not a tiny baby. Right? He's grown up. And he has learned how to use his power for himself. He learned that from his father, David, who made some big mistakes that we've been talking about over the course of the last 2 weeks. And Absalom begins to use his power for himself. And so he decides that instead of David being king, his father being king, he would like to be king. And so he starts a big fight, a big war. And he divides the people of Israel. He divides God's people. Some are rooting for David, and some are rooting for, what was his name again?
Absalom,
that's right. Thank you for reminding me. That's right. And they get into a big war. It lasts a while. Absalom plots and plans for 4 years. They get into a big war, and the day comes when Absalom is fleeing on a donkey. This is where it gets to be kind of an outrageous, sort of big bad wolf, somewhat scary story. And he gets caught. His donkey runs under a tree, and he gets caught in that tree, and he dies. It's terribly sad. And what we have today is this turning point for power in the Bible. It's an incredibly important passage in the Bible. And you guys probably don't hear it. You probably don't hear how important this line is, or how rich it is, how tender it is, how challenging it is. But those of us who are parents and those of us who are grown-ups, we hear it. So a messenger comes back to King David, and he says, your son Absalom died. And the expectation is, everybody expects that David would be happy, that everyone would be rejoicing because Absalom's army is defeated. David can come back to Jerusalem. He can live in the palace again. Living in a palace would be cool, wouldn't it? Yep. He can live in the palace again. But David's response is one of the most beautiful and heart-wrenching lines in the whole of the biblical narrative. When David learns what happens to Absalom, his response is, "Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son." I can hardly say that line, even to y'all, without getting a little teary. This is a turning point in David's life, and this is a turning point in our lives, people who follow this narrative of the Bible, who allow the Bible to enrich our lives in such a way that we would learn from it. This powerful person, David, who up to this point has used his power for himself, he finally turns this power back over to God. In this moment where he learns of his son's death, he reorients himself to God when he says, "Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son." And it's a huge lesson about how we use power as kids, as grown-ups, and as people who are somewhere in between. So the lesson that we learn is that we don't use power for ourselves. That we use power for other people, in order to serve other people, in order to help them live more meaningful lives, lives that are more empowered, lives that are more connected, lives where they have more friends, more fun, more learning, more resource, more of the things that they need. And so in this moment, in this very moment, this really important moment in the Bible, we have to walk away with something so important here, this lesson. And you know, before this war really gets to the point between Absalom and David, where we find it in the story today, but before we get to that point, everyone knows that the community is divided. And one of David's subjects says, "Our people are like water that has been spilled on the ground that cannot be gathered up." And so what I want us to walk away with this morning is this sense of how we use our power. How we use our power as kids, how we use our power as adults, and how we use our power when we're somewhere in between. How do you think we would use it? What? Say that again. What?
Prideful.
Yeah. What's prideful, James? I don't know what prideful is, my man. What do you think? How do we use our power?
A gate.
We use it like a gate? Maybe to keep people safe. That would be one way that we would use our power. How else? Help me out here. We're in this thing together. What would we do? Could we be kind? Could we be compassionate? Yeah. If someone is having a hard time, what might we do? We might. You guys are a little flat this morning. Come on, man. Did you not eat your Wheaties? We might nurture them. We might use our power to care for people. We might use our power to make sure people have the things they need, like schools, or here in Jackson, especially things like houses. A lot of people struggle to find a home here in Jackson. We might try to use some of our power. We might get our power together as a church. We might push our power together. Your power, my power, their power. And we might try to help people, right? That's the lesson that we're learning today from this story. It's a crazy story for sure, but it's an important one. All right, everybody, get out of here. Get back to your seats.